RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome to our English Bulletin program. In today's edition, we present you news commentary, Today in History, Focus and News in Brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We will end our program with Music Corner. That's our program for today. Now stand by with the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. State oil and gas company Pertamina ready to launch Pertalite to replace RON 88 premium. Encouraging green investment, BKPM gives tax relief to 10 business sectors. Indonesian President Joko Widodo aware of declining popularity. Now the news in detail. State oil and gas company Pertamina's marketing director Ahmad Bambang said on Monday that his company was set to begin the distribution of Pertalite, a research octane number 90 fuel, in May. He said, as quoted by Jakarta Post in Jakarta recently, Pertamina is around 90% ready. Bambang said Pertamina was ready to produce, introduce, launch, and distribute the new fuel. Pertamina would start by introducing Pertalite, which replaces the current RON 88 premium, to the motorists of Jakarta and surrounding areas before distributing the new fuel product to several other big cities in Jakarta. In the initial stage of distribution, Ahmad said Pertamina would channel 500 kiloliters of Pertalite per day before increasing the rate to 1,000 kiloliters per day. One of the obstacles affecting the launch of Pertalite, he went on, was related to its distribution permit. Pertamina is still waiting for approval for the launch of Pertalite from the House of Representatives. Earlier, Pertamina said it planned to release Pertalite, which would have a RON of 90, slightly higher than the current widely used RON 88, in May. The Indonesian Investment Coordinating Board, BKPM, is committed to providing tax relief to 10 business sectors, including in green investments. It was conveyed by head of the board, Franky Sibarani, on the sidelines of the implementation of Tropical Landscape Summit on Monday in Jakarta. Franky said granting such incentives aim to encourage environmentally friendly investment in Indonesia.
Ya, posisi BKPM saat ini kita menargetkan 519,5
BKPM is currently targeting investment of 519.5 trillion rupiah in 2015, consisting of 170.8 trillion domestic investment and 343.7 trillion foreign direct investment. In this context, of course, tax allowance incentive given can encourage investment so that of 30% in average in the last 5 years, green investment portion in Indonesia can be increased by 20%.
Franky added, 10 sectors that includes in the investment environment friendly and can get a tax relief is investment in exploitation to geothermal power, industrial refining and natural gas processing, industrial and organic basic chemicals derived from agricultural products. The rest is light-emitting diode or LED industry, power generation, natural and artificial gas procurement, water purification and reservoir, and environmentally friendly urban transport tourism areas, as well as the management and disposal of hazardous and non-hazardous waste. The Indonesian Ministry of Trade will send a trade mission to several countries in Europe, namely Denmark, Italy, and Poland from April 29th until May 4th, 2015. The trade mission delegate will be led by Indonesian Minister of Trade Rahmat Gobel. The trade penetration is done through diplomacy, promotion, and trade investment. Director of Market Development and Export Information, Ministry of Trade, Ari Satria on Monday in Jakarta said, this trade mission aims to boost Indonesian export target, which reaches $458.8 billion.
Pak Menteri sudah mencanangkan di tahun 2019.
The minister has announced in 2019 our non-oil exports are expected to reach $458.8 billion. So our agenda to the European markets, such as one of the markets in Western Europe, is called traditional market. Eastern Europe, Poland, Bulgaria, and Hungary are non-traditional markets. So it is expected our penetration to Europe can affect our achievement in 2019.
Ari added, bilateral diplomacy with Denmark, Italy, and Poland will be carried out intensively. He said it is expected the trade mission to these countries can increase Indonesian export. Ari said the value of Indonesia's export to Denmark in 2014 reached $226 million, while to Italy it is expected to increase to become $8.27 billion by 2019 from $2.28 billion in 2014. The trade mission is expected to increase Indonesia's export to $681.8 million in 2019. Ari said the Eastern European markets are still categorized to be Indonesia's non-traditional. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said he was fully aware of his declining popularity because of unpopular policies he had introduced in the past 6 months. He said, however, that the policies were correct and would have positive impacts in years to come. He said in a speech at the state-owned TVRI's auditorium in Senayan, Central Jakarta on Monday night. He insisted that it did not matter if his policies were unpopular as long as they eventually benefited the majority of people. The president said, as quoted by Kompas.com, to make changes, he is willing to swallow bitter pills, be patient, and make sacrifices. He gave as an example his decision to cut the fuel subsidy to make the state budget more efficient. He said he dared to lift the fuel subsidy because 300 trillion rupiah annually could be saved and the funds could be used to finance productive projects for the sake of the people. He encouraged Indonesian people to see his government's performance in the next 3 to 4 years, and if he proved wrong, he is willing to be replaced. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, in Jakarta. The House of Representatives Legislation Body, Deputy Chairman Firman Subagio, has proposed that the recess period for lawmakers be cut in order to reach the National Legislation Program Prolegnas target. He said on Monday, as quoted by TribuneNews.com, the recess period should be shortened. For instance, a one-month recess period could be cut to 2 weeks. Firman, who is a Golkar Party politician, said the DPR should be fully aware of the target of deliberating the bills that had been set out in the Prolegnas. He said to meet the target, Balek should allocate specific time for bill deliberation. The Balek, or the Representative Legislation Body, has included 159 bills in the 2015 to 2019 Prolegnas, with 37 bills on the priority deliberation list. Lawmakers have set their target of completing deliberation by December. Firman added that there was no need for a specific regulation to realize the suggestion, adding that reaching an agreement in the consultative body would be enough. Jakarta City Administration is set to continue the island's reclamation project at Jakarta Bay. Chief of the Governor's Team for Development Acceleration, Sarwo Handayani, said that there is no more debate on project. Sarwo said that the permit was based on Presidential Regulation No. 52/1995 on reclamation of the northern coast of Jakarta. He said the regulation cites that reclamation is governor's authority and it is lex specialis. Sarwo said that reclamation, which was initiated in 1986, aims to add more ground for infrastructure. It then adapted into the development of 17 islands with flood canal to following several impacts that devastated the city. The reclamation policy itself will be strengthened with coastal and island zone planning. The two regulations are currently under discussion with the board, said head of regional planning agency Tuti Kusumawati. She added that the zone planning will emphasize on waters as well as spatial planning of the 17 islands. The last item. Sukrisno, executive director of state-owned tin mining enterprise PT Timah, said that the company wants Indonesia to be the world tin price determinant as it will improve the state's revenue and welfare. According to Sukrisno, PT Timah is trying and coordinating with the Ministry of Trade so that Indonesia will have the authority to determine the world tin price. He explained that Indonesia is currently the second largest tin producer and exporter in the world. He added, if PT Timah can determine the world tin price, it will boost our Indonesian national dignity and Indonesia will be more respected by other nations. This price is considered low and not profitable for the Indonesian tin mining company. In order to become the world tin price determinant, Indonesia is applying the one-door tin sale system under which tin can be sold and bought only through Indonesian Commodity and Derivative Exchange, or ICDX. It is expected that the ICDX can play a role in the world tin exchange and can be referred for the determining the international tin price in the near future. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. State oil and gas company Pertamina ready to launch Pertalite to replace RON 88 premium. Encouraging green investment, BKPM gives tax relief to 10 business sectors. Indonesian President Joko Widodo aware of declining popularity. That was the news.
Listener, coming up next, here is our today's commentary entitled A Balanced International Financial Institution is Needed. Listener, in his speech at the opening of the Asia-Africa 60th Commemoration Conference in Jakarta, April 22nd, Indonesian President Joko Widodo criticized a number of international agencies. In addition to the United Nations, the president also criticized the existence of financial institutions that are considered not bring solutions to global economic problems, namely the World Bank, the Asian Development Bank, and the IMF. Joko Widodo or Jokowi said the view which was saying the world economic problems can only be resolved by the World Bank, IMF, and ADB is an outdated view that need to be removed. Joko Widodo's criticism against the international financial institution is still a talking point in the media in Indonesia today. While the fact Jokowi's criticism is not something new, it is often raised by leaders of other countries. The most common criticism which is addressed to the World Bank is that this institution is under the influence of certain countries, especially the USA, who benefited most from the activity of the World Bank. Another criticism is the World Bank is considered to operate based on the principles of neoliberalism and neocolonialism. It was also stated by the Vice President of Venezuela, Jorge Araiza, in his speech during the peak of the Asian-African 60th Commemoration Conference in Banu West Java, April 24th. Jorge Araiza, in his speech, reminded that all countries in Asia and Africa will be in the danger of neocolonialism. According to him, neocolonialism is currently emerging through the practice of monopoly capital, the use of the international financial system to continue to dominate the people in the world. Although not new, Jokowi's criticism shocked many parties in the country. Firstly, because Jokowi's criticism implies as if Indonesia does not need the World Bank and Asian Development Bank anymore. This assumption is refuted by Jokowi. Before traveling to Malaysia, Sunday, April 26, Jokowi said that the Indonesian government is not against international financial institutions. However, Jokowi explained, the management of the world economy cannot be delivered in the course of those three financial institutions. In short, Jokowi recognizes the role of the international financial institutions but criticizes the policies of the institution that tends to create new problems. For Indonesia, the role of the World Bank and Asian Development Bank could not be taken lightly, even with all their consequences. The World Bank has disbursed loans in this country, which reached 182.81 trillion rupiah per March 2015, while the loan from the Asian Development Bank recorded 110.47 trillion rupiah per March 2015. Although it has an important role, the policy of these institutions tend to be more directed to the interests of developed countries. While disbursing the debt, these financial institutions often set requirements that burden some. As a result, the world economic order is unfair because the poor and developing countries turn to be the objects of the policy and has no power. Therefore, the implicit message of Jokowi's statement is that Asia and Africa have the potential to build a new power. It is time for the Asia and Africa countries to build strength or a new shaft in finance to offset the dominance of the international financial institutions such as the World Bank, Asian Development Bank, and the IMF. As reminded by the Vice President of Venezuela, Jorge Arriaza, in his speech in Bandung, April 24th, that it is not good to rely only on one axis force in finance in the world, but one axis without other forces as a counterweight or balancer tends to dominate and dictate. And listener, that was commentary.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with 2014. Idris Sardi, Indonesian violinist and composer, passed away. Idris Sardi was an Indonesian violinist. He was born on June 7, 1938, to Mas Sardi, an Indonesian composer, and Hadijah, an Indonesian actress. Idris learned to play the violin when he was 6 years old. At age 10, he performed in public for the first time in Yogyakarta in 1949. His performance garnered attention due to his undoubted talent. Idris was also widely known as a talented composer. He was awarded the prestigious Citra Award for Best Sound in several movies, namely Pengantin Remaja or Young Newlyweds in 1971, Perkawinan or Marriage in 1973, Cinta Pertama or First Love in 1974, and Dua Tanda Mata or Two Mementos in 1985. Idris composed around 1,900 songs, four of which won Piala Citra Awards for Best Film Score in the 1970s and 1980s. Idris is father of actress Santi Sardi and actor Lukman Sardi. From his marriage with Zerlita, after divorcing his second wife, Indonesian actress Marini, Idris married Ratih Putri. Idris Sardi died on April 28, 2014 at Melia Hospital in Cibubur, Indonesia. He was 75. Next is 1947. Thor Heyerdahl and five crewmates set out from Peru on the Contiki to prove that Peruvian natives could have settled Polynesia. Thor Heyerdahl was born on October 6, 1914 and died on April 18, 2002, was a Norwegian adventurer and ethnographer with a background in zoology, botany, and geography. He became notable for his Kon-Tiki expedition in 1947, in which he sailed 8,000 kilometers or 5,000 miles across the Pacific Ocean in a hand-built raft from South America to Tuamotu Islands. The expedition was designed to demonstrate that ancient people could have made long sea voyage, creating context between separate cultures. This was linked to a diffusionist model of cultural development. Heyerdahl subsequently made other voyages designed to demonstrate the possibility of contact between widely separated ancient people. He was appointed a government scholar in 1984. In May 2011, the Thor Heyerdahl archives were added to UNESCO's Memory of the World Register. At the time, this list included 238 collections from all over the world. The Heyerdahl archives span the years 1937 to 2002 and include his photographic collection, diaries, private letters, expedition plans, articles, newspaper clippings, original book, and article manuscripts. The Heyerdahl archives are administered by the Kon-Tiki Museum and the National Library of Norway in Oslo. That was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. For today's edition, it's on the Zimbabwe supports Indonesia to become member of UN Security Council. Stay tuned in www.voi.co.id. Zimbabwe announced its support for Indonesia's nomination as a non-permanent member of the UN Security Council for the 2019 to 2020 period. The support was stated by the President of Zimbabwe, Robert Mugabe, in a bilateral meeting with Indonesian President Joko Widodo or Jokowi in the sidelines of the Asian-African Conference meeting last Thursday. Indonesia's desire to become a non-permanent member of the UN Security Council for the period 2019-2020 is expected to be able to balance the political power through the presence of developing countries' voice. During the meeting, President Jokowi also expressed appreciation to President Mugabe, who co-chaired the summit of the Asian-African Conference in 2015. In addition, President Jokowi also expressed support in the capacity-building programs with Zimbabwe, especially in agriculture and human resource development, as well as small and medium enterprises. Earlier, foreign ministers of the two countries had signed a memorandum of understanding on the establishment of a joint commission meeting between Indonesia and Zimbabwe, which would be the umbrella of increased cooperation in various fields. Apart from Zimbabwe, support for the candidacy of Indonesia as a non-permanent member of the UN Security Council was also stated by Sweden. Indonesia and Sweden have agreed to support each other in order to get the position of non-permanent members of the UN Security Council. Meanwhile, Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno LP Marsudi had a bilateral meeting with Swedish Foreign Minister Margot Wallström. Foreign Minister Retno said Indonesia and Sweden each provide support to get the position of non-permanent members of the UN Security Council. According to Minister Retno, Indonesia will also support Sweden to become non-permanent member of the UN Security Council in the 2017 to 2018 period. Meanwhile, Swedish Foreign Minister Margot Wallström said Sweden would support Indonesia to become a non-permanent member in the UN Security Council for the period 2019 to 2020. An observer of international relations from the University of Indonesia, Andi Wijayanto, in Jakarta on Saturday said that the opportunity for Indonesia to become a permanent member of the United Nations Security Council is quite big. He asserted that Indonesia has always been touted as a candidate because of its position, which is considered unique. As the largest country in Southeast Asia, it is regarded as the leader of ASEAN. Indonesia is also the state with the largest Muslim population in the world. Since now Islam is included in the issues of international relations, the position of Indonesia is increasingly important. In addition, Andi said Indonesia is a pioneer country and members of the Non-Aligned Movement, which successfully hosted the first Asian-African conference in Bandung in 1955. Well, that was Focus of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, welcome to Headline from some national newspapers published today, Tuesday, April 28, 2015. We start from Kompas in its headline, writes about market is waiting for realization of promises. Investors and the market waiting for the realization of the promises and targets set by Joko Widodo and Yusuf Kala's government. Decline in economic performance in several lines raised concerns. On Monday, the composite stock price index depressed. Composite stock price index fell down when a number of Asian countries raised exchanges. Stock index fell to 189.9 points to the level of 5,245. This is the biggest daily drop in the stock index in the last 1.5 years, that leaving a slight increase of 0.35% since the beginning of this year. Media Indonesia in its headline writes about debt execution still going on. Indonesian President Joko Widodo persists for executing 9 death row of drug cases despite insistent pressure coming from abroad and a number of people in the country. President Joko Widodo said Monday in Jakarta, every day there are 50 Indonesian youth die from drugs. In 1 year, there were 18,000 people died due to drug abuses. That matter should be explained by the press rather than those who will be executed. President Joko Widodo also asked the press to see the rehabilitation house of drug cases. While Republika writes about thousands of people leaving Kathmandu, thousands of Nepalese citizens decided to leave Kathmandu to save themselves from fear due to aftershocks during 2 days in a row of both 7.9 Richter scale earthquake on Saturday, April 25, 2015. Lack of water supply and foods also triggering them to leave Kathmandu. And last but not least, Business Indonesia Daily in its headline writes about the government tightening regulation of Indonesia-China cooperation. The Indonesian government committed to tighten the stipulation of cooperation with China in the development of infrastructure projects, since a poor quality of 10,000 megawatt of electrical power. The Minister of National Development Planning, head of the National Development Agency, Andrinov Chaniago, in Jakarta on Monday said the tightened policy is aimed to ensure the infrastructure projects constructed by China have a good quality and not harm the government and nations. Listener, that was headline.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Welcome to News in Brief. State Oil and Gas Company Pertamina's Marketing Director Ahmad Bambang said on Monday that his company was set to begin the distribution of Pertalite Research Octane Number RON 90 fuel in May. The Indonesian Investment Coordinating Board BKPM is committed to providing tax relief to 10 business sectors included in green investments. The Indonesian Ministry of Trade will send a trade mission to several countries in Europe, namely Denmark, Italy, and Poland, from April 29 until May 4, 2015. The trade mission delegate will be led by Indonesian Minister of Trade Rahmat Gobel. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said he was fully aware of his declining popularity because of unpopular policies he had introduced in the past 6 months. However, that the policies were correct and would have positive impacts in years to come, he said in a speech at state-owned TVRI's auditorium in Senayan, Central Jakarta, Monday night. The House of Representatives Legislation Body Deputy Chairman Firman Subagio has proposed that the recess period for lawmakers be cut in order to reach the National Legislation Program target. Jakarta City Administration is set to continue the island's reclamation project at Jakarta Bay. Chief of the Governor's Team for Development Acceleration, Sarwo Handayani, said that there is no more debate on project. Sukrisno, Executive Director of State-owned Tin Mining Enterprise PT Timah, said that the company wants Indonesia to be the world tin price determinant as it will improve the state's revenue and welfare. That was news in brief.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
This is Indonesia. Here is Indonesia. This is Indonesia. You will be delighted to see the beauty of Indonesia for free by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2015. Answer the following questions. 1. When and where was the independence of Indonesia proclaimed? 2. Who read the proclamation text of Indonesia's independence on the radio for the first time? A. Yusuf Ronodipuro. B. Abdul Rahman Saleh. 3. When is RRI's anniversary? 4. Mention three tourism places in Indonesia that you want to visit and give the reasons. 5. How do you listen to RRI World Service programs and give the reasons? 6. What programs do you like most? 7. What are your suggestions for Voice of Indonesia's programs? 8. What is your opinion about the website of Voice of Indonesia? 9. Please write your opinion in brief about Indonesia in 500 words. Send your answer along with your brief bio data as well as copy of your passport or passport number and its expired date to voiquiz2015@gmail.com. voiquiz2015@gmail.com before August 11, 2015. You may be the lucky one to get the main prize, which is coming to Indonesia.
Thank you for still listening at RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with English Bulletin. Next segments, we have Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, as well as art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. I'm Hernita. In today's edition, we'll introduce you to Raisada dance from West Nusa Tenggara. So, stay tuned. Listener, Mount Tambora or Tomboro is an active stratovolcano located on the island of Sumbawa, Indonesia. The mountain is located in the two districts, namely Dompu and Bima Regency, West Nusa Tenggara Province. The volcano erupted on April 10th to 11th, 1815. The eruption became the largest eruption since the eruption of Taupo Lake. Tambora eruption was heard until Sumatra Island. The volcanic ash covering Kalimantan, Sulawesi, Java, and Maluku. The explosion caused the death of more than 71,000 people, with 11,000 to 12,000 of them were killed directly as caused the eruption. In addition, this eruption caused a global climate change. Listener, to commemorate 200 years of the eruption of Mount Tambora, on last April 11, an event entitled Tambora Greet the World, held at Dorong Changa, Dompu, West Nusa Tenggara. The event, which was opened by President Joko Widodo, started with the national anthem Indonesia Raya. Then it was officially inaugurated Mount Tambora as the newest national park in Indonesia. The most interesting about the inauguration is the performance of Raisada Colossal Dance. The dance, inspired by the tragedy of the eruption of Mount Tambora in 1815. There are 220 dancers consisting of 110 men and 110 women, bring the Raisada dance slickly. They dance while surrounding a replica of Mount Tambora. Listener, Raisada dance describes the condition of three kingdoms at the foot of Mount Tambora and volcanic eruption that destroyed them when dancing. The dancers play a lively gestures and elegant. The movement illustrates the happiness and lively of three kingdoms before Tambora erupted. The female dancers wear traditional dress of Dompu called Poro, while the men wear clothes called Kunci by Ciwi. The peak of the dance, when the dancers describe in panic situation caused by the eruption of Mount Tambora. They were running around Kaotek, just like the name of the dance. Part of the dance then concludes with the movement of the dancers fall simultaneously on the ground to describe thousands of souls who died in the incident. The background of the song turned into melancholic. After part of panic, the dancers then move that symbolizes a hope. They knelt and raised the corn crop as a symbol of prosperity, since the eruption of Tambora fertile agricultural land in the surrounding area. Listener, Raisada dance is an artist creation dance from Dompu Sukri. This dance was born and developed in the Dompu community and become tradition that passed down through generations to generations. Even until nowadays, the dance is still maintained by the local community as an appreciation and recognition of history. This dance will continue to remind people about enormity of Mount Tambora eruption. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder today with the topic Raisada Dance. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. See you and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Sarah Reward Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, introducing some Indonesian vocabulary which will guide you to use them in a conversation. Today's topic is pecinta binatang, or in English, animal lover. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly twice. You can follow after me. Pecinta binatang. Pecinta binatang. In English, animal lovers. Mencintai. Mencintai. In English, to love. Binatang. Binatang. Animal. Suka. Suka. To like. Anjing. Anjing, dogs. Merawat, merawat, to take care of, ke salon, ke salon, to go to salon, memelihara, memelihara, to keep, kebersihan, kebersihan, hygiene or cleanliness. Satu bulan, 1 month, sekali, sekali, once. Mandi, mandi, to have a bath. Potong kuku, to have the nails cut. Dokter hewan, vet. Memantau, memantau, to monitor. Kesehatan, kesehatan, health. Imunisasi, imunisasi, immunization. Rumah, rumah, house or home. Arti, arti, to mean. Bermain, bermain, to play. Hiburan, hiburan, entertainment. Next is a conversation on pecinta binatang, or in English, animal lovers. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly twice and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Ani and Rita. Apakah kamu seorang pecinta binatang? Apakah kamu seorang pecinta binatang? In English, are you an animal lover? Ya, saya sangat mencintai binatang. Ya, saya sangat mencintai binatang. In English, yes, I love animals very much. Binatang apa yang kamu suka? Binatang apa yang kamu suka? What animal do you like? Saya sangat suka semua binatang, terutama anjing. Saya sangat suka semua binatang, terutama anjing. In English, I love all animals, especially dogs. Bagaimana kamu merawat anjing kamu? Bagaimana kamu merawat anjing kamu? In English, how do you take care of your dog? Apakah sering dibawa ke salon? Apakah sering dibawa ke salon? In English, do you often take it to the salon? Saya memelihara anjing saya dengan baik. Saya memelihara anjing saya dengan baik. I take a good care of my dog. Saya jaga kebersihannya. Saya jaga kebersihannya. I take care of its hygiene. Setiap 1 bulan sekali, saya bawa ke salon. Setiap 1 bulan sekali, saya bawa ke salon. Once a month, I take it to the salon. Untuk dimandikan dan dipotong kukunya. Untuk dimandikan dan dipotong kukunya. To be given special bath and to have its nails cut. Saya juga membawanya ke dokter hewan. Saya juga membawanya ke dokter hewan. I also take it to the vet untuk diimunisasi dan dipantau kesehatannya. Untuk diimunisasi dan dipantau kesehatannya. To get an immunization and have its health monitored. Selain untuk menjaga rumah, apakah anjing mempunyai arti yang lain untuk kamu? Selain untuk menjaga rumah, apakah anjing mempunyai arti yang lain untuk kamu? Except as house guard, does the dog have other meaning for you? Selain untuk teman bermain, anjing juga menjadi hiburan bagi saya. Selain untuk teman bermain, anjing juga menjadi hiburan bagi saya. In English, besides being a friend to play with, the dog can also entertain me. That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Until tomorrow with another topic. Sampai berjumpa lagi. Lovely, oh.
Service, Indonesia. Here is Indonesia. This is Indonesia. You will be delighted to see the beauty of Indonesia for free by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2015. Answer the following questions. 1. When and where was the independence of Indonesia proclaimed? 2. Who read the proclamation text of Indonesia's independence on the radio for the first time? A. Yusuf Rono Dipuro. B. Abdul Rahman Saleh. 3. When is RRI's anniversary? 4. Mention 3 tourism places in Indonesia that you want to visit and give the reasons. 5. How do you listen to RRI World Service programs and give the reasons? 6. What programs do you like most? 7. What are your suggestions for Voice of Indonesia's programs? 8. What is your opinion about the website of Voice of Indonesia? 9. Please write your opinion in brief about Indonesia in 500 words. Send your answer along with your brief bio data as well as copy of your passport or passport number and its expired date to voiquiz2015@gmail.com. voiquiz2015@gmail.com before August 11, 2015. You may be the lucky one to get the main prize, which is coming to Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, I'll present you an Indonesian pop singer, Irwan Shah. Well, listener, let's listen to a song entitled Seribu Kali Sayang by Irwan Shah. Happy listening.
Di pelayaran, kisah yang terputus, cinta kau dan aku, tak bisa ku rasa sepi namun ku bahagia. Sayang seribu kali sayang, kasih yang terjalin tak bisa dipertahankan. Tetapi bagiku tak jadi masalah, kehilangan dirimu tak akan membuatku gila. Sayang, kasih yang terjalin tak bisa dipertahankan. Tetapi bagiku tak jadi masalah, kau hilang.
kehilangan dirimu tak akan membuatku hilang. Aku hanya bisa mengenangmu tanpa ku mengharapkan kembali lagi di pelukmu. Aku bukanlah seorang yang rapuh karena ditinggal cinta. Bila ku merasa kehilangan semata karena aku belum terbiasa jauh darimu. Satu yang pasti aku buat kau menyesal tak meninggalkanku. Aku hanya bisa mengenangmu tanpa ku mengharapkan kembali lagi di pelukmu. Aku bukanlah seorang yang rapuh karena ditinggal cinta. Bila ku merasa kehilangan semata karena aku belum terbiasa jauh darimu. Satu yang pasti aku buat kau menyesal telah meninggalkan.
Listener Irwansyah, who was born in Jakarta on March 6, 1985, is an Indonesian actor and singer. The Tall Man is more known since he played in the movie entitled Heart in 2006. After his success with the soundtrack songs he played, then Irwansyah released his first solo album in June 2008 with the title Solitaires, with the main song Kutunggu Jandamu, in a duet with Camelia. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Kutunggu Jandamu by Irwansyah and Camelia. Happy listening.
Kamu aku cocok sejak dulu sudah bersama. Boleh dibilang berpacaran, berdua kita serasi. Tapi kini lain, kau malah berpaling dariku dan berjanji dengan yang lain. Aku ini kau campakkan. Namun cintaku tak bisa begitu saja menerima kenyataan. Kau pergi dariku, aku masih tetap cinta. Lalu ku putuskan, ku tunggu jandamu. Ku tunggu jandamu, maaf bila ku menyumpahi. Saking aku cinta padamu, kau janda pun aku mau.
Namun cintaku tak bisa begitu saja menerima kenyataan. Kau pergi dariku, aku masih tetap cinta. Lalu ku putuskan ku tunggu jandamu.
Saking aku cinta padamu, kau janda pun aku mau.
Namun cintaku tak bisa begitu saja menerima kenyataan. Kau pergi dariku, aku masih tetap cinta.
listener, besides a singer, Irwansyah is also busy with various activities. In addition to establishing a production house, Erwan Pictures, he also played at TV program Campur Campur. In the 2009 legislative elections, Irwansyah tried his luck as a candidate for member of legislative from the Indonesia Prosperous Party, but unfortunately, luck was not on his side. Well, listener, before we conclude our musical program for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Perempuanku and Tentang Perasaan by Irwansyah. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Biarkan aku di sini untukmu, aku hanya ingin menghibur malam ini, malam yang pasti menyenangkan untukmu dan tentu untukku. Biarkan di sini aku bernyanyi hanya untukmu dan untuk menghibur kamu, dan aku yakin senyummu tulus dan jujur hanya untukku. Perempuanku,
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VOI Indonesia.